week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello, good Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. Say happy Father's Day. Fathers, we finally got our day, haven't we? And I'm so glad that I can tell you that I'm a father. I've got four sons. I've got many grandchildren. But thank God, God has been good to me, and I thank God for that. So let's get started today. And I want to do this song for you. I put this on tape not very long ago. And it said, "Is my Lord truly satisfied with me?"
One glorious day, Jesus came and He made you whole. He spoke completely and satisfied my soul. Now as I face life's dark, stormy troubles, I wonder if He is satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He have it be. And when I come to that great eternity, His smile will say He is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied that it's sufficient for all men. I'm satisfied with His work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? Give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost soul into the fold, that I won't be unafraid of thee. If my Lord is fully satisfied with me, I want my Lord satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He has been. And when I come to that great eternity, His smile will say He is satisfied with me.
Yes, sir, He'll satisfy with me. I thank God for His blessings every day. I thank God each day I get older. And I thank God for my family and my friends and my churches. Well, I just thank God every day. And I thank you for being a listener this morning. I hope that we got some new people listening. And we come on today, and this is Father's Day, and I do wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day. So let's go right now, let Martha do this song for us. And she said, "It sure sounds like angels to me."
Oh, I must be close to that heavenly shore, and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door.
Sweetheart,
angels to me. Our Lord will return. This could be the hour when I join my voice with that heavenly choir.
Song. Martha is doing that song, and I'm helping her. And I want you to continue to pray for Martha. I was over this week, and I'll tell you, I thought I was losing her there for a little while, but they said she had a rough night. So anyhow, you continue to pray for her and pray for all that we've mentioned here on this broadcast. And we're always praying for you. I know that times are rough and times are hard, but when times get rough, God will always be there. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. So let's go right now. I want to do this song. Martha and I do this one, The Last Mile Together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever. And I hope we'll walk the last mile together. We made our house a home for our little ones. And we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too.
We've walked in the sunshine, we've fought the stormy weather, and I hope we'll walk the last mile.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we walk the last mile together. I remember when you first said I love you. I didn't know that a love could be so strong.
Still mine, so let's come and go wherever. We walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, I believe that that was the last song that Martha and I did together. And I hold that one very precious to our heart. And I tried to get her to sing with me the other day, but she just won't sing anymore. So I'm glad I got these tapes, and I wish I had more music by her, but I haven't. So you continue to pray for her and pray for me. And then also we need some help on the broadcast. I'll tell you, this has been a very slow month, and I mentioned it last week, and I mentioned it again today. It's been very slow. I'm not receiving any offerings on the broadcast this month. I've received two or three, but that just won't pay the bills. So we need some help, and we need some support. So if you would pray about it, and if you could help us, I certainly would appreciate it. Well, let's go now listen to this song. I'm going to send this out to the fathers, and I know they're going to like this song. It said, "The Great Speckled Bird."
People thought that I'm thinking concerning the great speckled bird. Remember, her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. Desiring to lower her standard, they watch every move that she makes. They try to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistakes. In the presence of her despisers, with a song never uttered before, she'll arise and be gone in a moment, for her great tribulations are o'er. Blamering.
Give her a big hand for that. I'll tell you, if Marie leaves me anything in her will, I hope she leaves me that talent. You ever notice she played the guitar, she played the bass guitar, now she's playing a steel guitar. Hey, man, praise the Lord.
Well, I'm glad that I've learned about his meekness, and my name is in his book, for I want to be one never fearing on the face of my Savior I look.
I like this one.
When he cometh descending from heaven, clouds as he rides in his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
Yes, sir, that was Marie Kincaid I was talking about. She'd go home with the Lord. And Louise has gone home with the Lord also. And a lot of my friends have done gone to the other side, but nevertheless, I've got some friends on this side. So I want you to continue to pray for me. Lift my hands up and hold me up and help me if you can. I want to think for just a little bit. Are you in a mess? Hey, that's about as plain as I could put it. Are you in a mess? Did you get up this morning saying, boy, my life is all messed up. I am in a mess. A lot of people got up this morning with that attitude. And I know and realize I've got up some Sunday mornings and my attitude would be very bad. And I'd say, well, Lord, I don't know whether I can make it through today or not. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make it or not because my life is in such a mess. Hey, I'm talking to somebody out there who is in a mess this morning. Ex-preachers and ex-lay people, ex-Sunday school teacher, ex-lay people, and all the people that used to battle the storms and hold up the hands and lift up the banners high. But now the banners are dropping. And they're not lifting up the banners any longer. And I'm just wondering this morning, is it because your life is in a mess? Maybe I'm talking to somebody that's in prison, and you said, you know, I messed up one time, and I did something wrong. Well, I messed up too. I remember I had a lady came one time to a service I was in. She started down the aisle, and she stopped halfway there, and she went back to her seat. And then after church, she came to me and said, preacher, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't anything. He said, but I'm bound for hell, and I can't get saved. And I said, now listen, I can't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. I said, why don't you come sometime to my home or Martha and I'll come and visit you if you want us to. Well, she came to my home and she sat down there, and I said, now why do you think that you're going to hell? She said, well, it's the life I've lived. Well, I felt by the Holy Spirit to tell her, hey, listen, you're not the only one that's in a mess. My life was in a mess also. And I told her about the tragedies happening in my life. And before I could get them all out, she finally said, well, preacher, I want you to pray because I feel like now that God can save me. And she went home to her father and said, Father, I want you to go down to their church. Said, that preacher has been in a terrible mess. And said, he told me the mess he's in. And said, the mess ain't near as bad as the mess you're in. He came that Sunday and God saved him. She brought two more with her, brought two sons with her. And I baptized them, brought her mother. But thank God her mother was a Christian. She just worshiped with us. But don't ever think you've gone too far for God to turn you around. I might be talking to people in prison right now, and you've stole, you've lied, you've cheated. But listen, God will forgive you. If God forgive the Apostle Paul, he'll forgive anybody. If he forgave me, he'll forgive anybody. He saved me on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia. I know what God can do for you, and I know that God can save you from the mess you're in. And every one of us have been in a mess one time or another. I may be talking to some hookers right now that say, well, I'm in a big mess. But listen, God will save you from the mess you're in. Hey, if he came to seek and to save that which is lost, and you're lost without God, then your name is on his list. He's looking for you. Hey, the songwriter said, someone who cares, and Jesus Christ cares about you. He loves you so much that he went to a cross for you. He died for the sins of the world. And these two malefactors that was hanged with him, one of them cried, if you be the Christ, come down from the cross and save yourself and save us. But the other said, you know what you're talking about. We've been in a terrible mess, and I have committed a lot of sin. And he turned to Jesus and said, Father, Jesus, remember me when you come in to your kingdom. You see, he knew that Christ had a kingdom. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. He didn't ask him what sins he committed. He didn't ask him what he'd done wrong. He simply says, today you will be with me in paradise. Hey, God will forgive the lowest sinner. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And thank God I was lost. A lot of people are on the broad way that leads to destruction. That's the way the devil wants you to think. A lot of people used to go to church, but no longer do they go to church because they've outdone with the church. They've outdone with people, and now their life is in a mess. But listen, the more you stay away from the church, the more you're going to have a terrible time. Because, listen, that's how we get in a mess. When we quit fellowshipping with God's people, we get in a mess. But listen, I'm saying to you this morning that you can be saved, Father. You can be saved in a moment that you say to God, God, I'm in a terrible fix. I'm in a terrible mess. You see, we've got to realize that we're in this mess before God can get us out. And we got to confess our sin. That's the scripture that came to me. It said, if I would confess my sin, he would be faithful and just, forgiving my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And thank God he done just exactly what he said. Hey, listen, he'll do the same for you this morning. You're not in too big of a mess that God cannot save you. God can pull you from the cesspool of sin and set your feet up on the rock to stay. And he saved my soul on the sidewalks of Rent, Virginia. I told a man that one time in a church. He also thought he couldn't be saved. I said, if God can save me, he can save the lowest of sinners. Well, he wasn't saved. And that night, he went home from the church, and my phone rang at 2:30 in the morning. He said, Tommy, he said, what you said is true. God can save you. The moment you realize that you're lost without God, he said, I realized this morning at 2:30 in the morning, I was lost without God, and I pleaded the blood of Jesus Christ. And sure enough, God saved my soul. Hey, that gentleman didn't last, but about 10 months later, he died with lung cancer. But God can save you. He can pull you from the cesspool of sin. He can set your feet up on a rock to stay. Hey, he saved this old boy back in 1962. Oh, I haven't done everything that I should have done. I haven't been faithful in all I've done. But listen, God understands us and says, well done. And I believe this song right here is going to finish this message off. And I want you to give it a listen to. And while you're listening to it, you remember that somebody cares. And that somebody is truly Jesus Christ.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Appointments come and you feel so blue, there'll be someone to care for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone. Someone to care. someone to be a friend to you.
Yes, sir, I love that song, Someone to Care. You know, I need somebody that cares for me, and no one ever cared for me like Jesus. That was my daddy's favorite song. He went home to be with the Lord, and Billy Payton did that song, Someone to Care. No one ever cared for me like Jesus, and no one ever cared for you like Jesus. I mean, your friends, they're concerned about you, but no one will ever care for you like Jesus. I felt a great burden this morning when I preached that message. You're in a mess, and I know that we're all in a mess. We're all sinners. We need salvation, and salvation is free. It's absolutely free. God gave his only begotten Son that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And it's not hard to get saved. All you got to do is confess your sin. Realize that you're a sinner and you need salvation. Let's pray right now. Father, there's a sinner praying right now, and they're calling upon your name. The only name that they can be saved by is the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we're pleading the blood for them. And we're at the long altar prayer. And we just sense that your hand is reaching down. It's reaching down into our heart and down to our soul. And it's satisfying. It's soothing us. And Lord, the devil is telling us we can't make it. We can't hold out. But Lord, I'm living proof that we can make it. There's other people who have come this way. And Lord, they've made it. And God, if they can make it, we can make it also. Because if God be for us, there is no power that can stand against us. Neighbor, get up from your knees right now and believe that. You may not feel anything, but you can't go by feeling, but you can go by facts. And Jesus said if you would confess your sin, he was faithful and just to forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Get up right now. Be cleansed. Go to your church. Fellowship with the people of God. And hey, you can't live without that. You got to have their fellowship. And find a church and go to it. And drop me a card. Let me know. I rejoice at everyone. I read your cards and your letters. And I got a letter from Ruby Dixon the other day, and said she was 94 years old. Thank you, Ruby, for admitting that. Well, and being 94 years old, the older we get, hey, thank God for each day I get older. Well, I got to get off this air this morning, so I'm praying for you. You pray for me and pray for Martha, and help us financially if you can. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Your giving makes it possible for this ministry to continue on this station. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing. That address again is Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.